T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Him off his feet for the day, same with Brandon Sheriff and Chase, and then we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Full participant, just did he go through the walkthrough or what?
He did some of the walkthrough. He and Dwayne split it up, mainly Dwayne, and Colt just got in there, got his feet wet a little bit.
Did the injury happen during the game Monday?
I sure hope so. Yes, it happened.
Are you able to elaborate on that?
I don't know when. He got tangled up in the pile a couple times and just came out after the game, was pretty sore. And then I got checked out, got an MRI. I think everything's pretty stable, just got to rest it for a day.
So who is the backup quarterback now?
Right now it's Dwayne.
Dwayne is backup?
Yeah.
So depending on Case's foot, would Dwayne be the starter Sunday?
Depending on Case's foot, that could be the case. Obviously, if Case can't play, then the backup usually does play.
Sure, but
depending on how Colt is tomorrow, we'll see how he is. I haven't seen him throw a ball in about a month and a half.
Okay.
I was just saying, you didn't see him, he didn't throw at all today. I know it's a walkthrough, but there was nothing.
He did not. No.
How likely would it be that he could miss that much time and be ready to play after what he's gone through?
That I don't know. We'll have to see him an individual tomorrow and have him throw some balls and see where he's at, see how he feels as far as pushing off is concerned. He's been doing a lot on the side on his own, so I don't think he'd be cleared to practice unless he felt pretty good about it. But still, we want to see him take the snap with people coming at him and making some throws.
Sorry if I'm being dense here. Is there a chance that Colt could return and supplant Dwayne as the backup?
There is a chance that could happen. I don't know yet. We just want to get through today. It's a walkthrough tomorrow. We'll evaluate everything, see where Case is. I assume Case is going to be able to play. He's a tough guy. And then we'll deal with the ifs tomorrow and Friday.
So then the other question would be, depending on who it is, how much does that change your game plan, your prep? How early do you need to know?
Well, if he can't go tomorrow, then obviously the other guys will get the reps, which will be good. So that's a win-win. And then if he's better Friday and Case feels like he can go, he'd go. But we'll just wait and see. We'll get these other two guys some reps tomorrow. You know, we don't have a lot of time in practice to get everybody ample reps to get them ready for a game. But we will get, Dwayne a lot of reps tomorrow, see where he's at.
Does the setbacks that Colt had to end last year and then coming back in camp kind of influence how you may want to handle him in this scenario?
I think the biggest thing in how to handle Colt is how he's feeling mentally and physically. If he feels like he's ready to go, then I'll have to make that decision, and I'll see where Dwayne is as far as the game plan prep is concerned. If I feel great about Dwayne and Case can't go, we'll go with Dwayne. We'll see how it goes. But like I said tomorrow or today, like I said already, we got a little ways to go before I make any crazy decisions.
With regards to the two offensive linemen, obviously linemen typically play through a lot of stuff, but any sense that they won't be available Sunday?
That I don't know either. You know, I really don't know.
With regards to Keenum, so after the game, you didn't mention him, and then yesterday, nothing either. Is this something that just kind of came up today, regardless of whether he got hurt in Monday?
No, it came up yesterday a little bit. He was sore. He just had an MRI this morning and got everything checked out to make sure everything's good. So we're just being overly protective on the foot right now. We anticipate him being okay, hopefully tomorrow or Friday.
Do you feel equally confident in Martin and Pierce Baker if you had to kind of use one of them, or do you like Pierce Baker's versatility more that he can play center? Do you have a preference over one of those two?
Well, if Chase couldn't go, obviously Bergstrom would be the starting center, and then Pierce Baker would be the backup. If Sheriff couldn't go, obviously Wes Martin would be the guard. So it's kind of how we're doing it. But I'm hoping at least one of them will be able to go.
Shifting to the Giants, Daniel Jones, how much does your pre-draft prep on him help out? How do you get ready for a guy who's played one game?
Well, he's very talented. I think the biggest thing you have to understand is, fortunately, we've played Wentz, we played Prescott, and Trubisky. All of them can move around. And I think that was the effect that he had, Daniel Jones, on the offense last week against Tampa Bay. He had 3 or 4 plays outside the pocket were good. 2 touchdowns. He had another scramble play for a first down, I believe, and then he stepped up in the pocket, made some people miss in the pocket, made a big throw. for a 40-yard gain. So I think his mobility is something the Giants haven't had. Now Eli's leadership is obviously second to none over there, but this guy's a little bit more mobile and give you some issues outside the pocket.
Did you see him maybe attacking some different areas of the downfield, being a little bit more aggressive on some throws than Eli had been?
No, I think Eli's attacked pretty well. I mean, he attacked us pretty good last year. They were up 34-0 at the half. So I've always had a lot of respect for Eli, but right now they gave the job over to Daniel and see how he does.
Coach, in the past, going through the quarterback carousel, Colt has always kind of known your system, Haskins coming in and learning it. Did he have any extra preparing for the role of when that time might come for him to come in, or is that changing now, given that maybe Case is injured? Yeah, Dwayne.
He better be preparing like he's ready to play. That's the biggest thing you got to do as a backup. You have to prepare to start. You have to be prepared to come in on the second play of the game. So he better be prepared. I think he is. He's been working.
What is the team doing to help him there? Because earlier you said he's only been getting time against the practice squad.
Yeah, we're meeting with him every day. Meeting with him, going over film, and Tim's doing some individual time with him. And, that's the role of a backup. That's the backup's job. You're not going to get every rep in practice, but it's your job to be ready and learn everything.
Where would you say his knowledge is on the game plan from where you saw him in the preseason to where he is now?
On the chalkboard, it's good. On the field, we'll have to wait and see. I think he'll be fine, but we'll have to wait and see. That's something that you can't really gauge until you get out there and you see the defensive front for the Giants and the coverage is changing and the blitz is changing and how you react.
Jay, you're obviously frustrated. Players are frustrated with the 0-3 start. How do you keep a positive morale inside that locker room?
Well, you have to. I think if you walk around with your head hanging your head all day, it's going to be a miserable atmosphere, and nobody's going to want to get better. So I think the most important thing is to be positive and understand that we still have a job to do. We're working hard, and we can still dig ourselves out of this hole. Tougher things have been done in the world than coming back from an 0-3 start. We have the people in the locker room to do it. I feel like we have the talent to do it. Now we just got to go out and do it and play smart and play consistently for four quarters, not just two.
What have you made of Landon Collins' impact so far?
Well, I think he's done some good things, without a doubt. I'm glad we have him, that's for sure. But we expect everybody to step up on defense. And he's the main guy, him and Josh. And the secondary got to step up. Our pass rush got to step up. Our backers got to play better. We all got to play better. We got to coach better. We got to call better defenses. We got to attack.
In training camp, you had kind of highlighted his tackling. What makes him such a good tackler?
He's always in position, good position. I think he missed one tackle last week on a screen, but for the most part, he's in good position. Uses his eyes, gets his pads down, wraps up.
What do you expect from Landon on Sunday? It's his first game against his former team and kind of didn't exactly leave on amicable terms. Do you expect him to be highly motivated on Sunday?
Well, I think the reason why we like Landon because he plays highly motivated every Sunday. But I'm sure he will personally have some added incentive. You have to ask him. But we expect Landon to play hard like he does every game. And if he has some added incentive, then great. The incentive should be we're 0-3. We're playing another division game. That's enough incentive for me, for everybody. But if he has a little bit more, that's fine. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.